Shin number 54, Shmir Saloshin Shar Zakhir Perak Zayin. Says the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutesim at Beis. Ein ha'oilom miskayim. The world does not continue to exist. Ein ha'oilom miskayim. Ela bishvil hevel piyam shel tinoikus shel Beis Rabban. Except for the merit. What keeps the world going? The merit of the breath that comes out from the tinoikus shel Beis Rabban, from the mouths of the school children, who are not bar mitzvah yet. The words of Torah that they say, that they learn, gives existence to the world. It's a profound statement. At first glance, I might even say, you might say, that doesn't really have too much of understanding. The little children, they don't have any depth of Kedusha, they don't have any, we'll call it, depth of understanding of what they're saying. Ein ha'oilo miskayim. The world continues to exist only in the schus of Hevel Piyam Shel Tinoikus Beis Rabban. So Rav Papa hears this, the great Rav Papa, and he says to Abaye, he says to his chaver, he says, Abaye, didi vididoch my, what about the learning that we do? Your learning, my learning. Didi, my learning, your learning. So, our learning doesn't have that value on the level of the children. It's mind-boggling. Amar loy, Abayis is back. Ein edoy mehevel piv sheyesh b'chait lehevel piv shein b'chait. Bias is back. Take a look at the modern Shabbos Kuf Yud Testament base. 119b. Bias is back. There's no comparison of the Torah that comes out of a mouth that does not have an Avera compared to the mouth that was tainted with some Avera. Adkan. That's the end of the quote of the Gemara. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Who are we talking about over here? We're talking about the greatest of the greatest of the Amoraim, Rav Papa, Abaye. And there's no question that their hasmadas HaTorah, their diligence, their consistency in learning, their kedushas HaTorah, their holiness in Limud HaTorah was much greater and on a tremendously high level that we can't begin to understand. Im kol zeh, with all of this, nonetheless, said Abaye to Rav Papa, "Mnei shelefa'amim hisarev lefidaitam dibur mash lekahagim b'soich diburam nafal koyach hadibur mimadrigosa heruyeloi ve'ena daim lehevel pihem shalti negesil b'is Rabban." Abaye is explaining that it's possible that, since a person is already a bar mitzvah, he's mechuyev in mitzvahs, he's obligated in mitzvahs, there's mitzvahs and he has to avoid the avera. If something in his words was mu'urov, was combined with that of ra, then the Torah that goes up with that person's Torah is tainted. To some degree, it's a little broken. It's not so pure. You see on the water bottle, it says 100% pure water. 100% pure. And I tell you, when they have to start advertising, it's 100%, like, what else would it be? You ask for water. You don't ask for anything else. But that's for a different time. The title of the Tinegesh of Yisrael of the children, it's 100% pure. Lefi Madregosim, according to the great level, which we can't begin to understand, they didn't speak Lashon Hara. There's no question they didn't speak Lashon Hara. Is it possible something on their great level they might have slipped on their Madrega? Yeah, that's possible. And that's what Abaye was telling Rav Papa. From this lesson of the Chofetz Chaim, we have a few things to take out. Number one, we see the importance and the kedusha of the learning of the little children. The world continues to exist because of their learning. How important it is to encourage them and to reward the children. To reward the children so they want to go back to learn more. Give them gifts. And don't give them the little gift that breaks as soon as you walk away. That they feel that their learning is worthless if that's the type of gifting they get. It has to be something of value. That they value. Another point we see over here with the Chafetz Chaim is telling us here is we have to realize if by Abaye and Rapapa their learning to some degree might be a little tainted because on their great level they might have said something a little incorrect. How much more so Kol Shekein that if a person is speaking Lashon Hara Diburim Asurim and then he goes to learn Torah. How verschmutzed that person's Torah is. And how affected it is in the eyes of Hashem.